Hello, everyone. Welcome to Season 1, Episode 9 of the Trump Squad. I am your host, Joe, and today we're going to go a little bit off topic because the topic is going to be the new Batman movie. Okay, as you all know, there have been several actors who have played Batman. It started with Michael Keaton, Val Kilmer, George Clooney, Christian Bale, Ben Affleck. And now the current Batman, which I believe is going to come out sometime in 2021. That was the original release date. I don't know if it's changed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. And the actor that they hired to play Batman is Twilight actor Robert Pattinson. I don't know about you guys, but I don't know how they went from masculinity to femininity all within a couple of movies. This guy, Robert Pattinson, refuses to work out in order to bulk up to be Batman, which is what the producers want. Now, why the producers didn't talk to him about this before he signed the contract is just mind-boggling. When I look at this guy, no offense to him personally, when I look at him, I don't see anything masculine. I sure as hell don't see Batman. I saw it with Ben Affleck, with Christian Bale, with George Clooney, with Val Kilmer, and even Michael Keaton. I mean, I wasn't a fan of Michael Keaton or Val Kilmer, but you can't deny that both of them are masculine looking. So we're supposed to believe that a person who played a vampire for a couple of films is well-equipped and bulked up enough to play Batman, the Caped Crusader. There have been many arguments about this on social media with very strong opinions from fans saying that he is the wrong person to play this role. Some want Ben Affleck to come back. Some even want Christian Bale to come back. Or hire someone that even remotely is much more masculine looking. And who, if they don't have that type of masculine and muscular body, at least they would be willing to work out. I've seen trailers for the film, like here and there, mini trailers. And even the Batmobile looks like it's a feminine car. Like you would be driving around in a Beetle. You see, that's the problem today within today's culture, especially in Hollywood, because they're trying to get rid of masculinity for some strange reason. They want men to be more feminine. Fucked up as that is, okay, because it is, why a woman would want to be with a man that's feminine just like her is just fucking mind-boggling to me. And I live in New York City. You know, I was teasing one of my friends the other day, because he's a very big comic book fan, and he's been reading all different kinds of comics since he was a kid. And he will come on in a future episode to speak about the Batman casting and other stuff as well. But I teased him about how the opening scene of Batman was going to be, you know, Robert Pattinson playing the role, thin as a rail, no body, no muscles, no masculinity. And he's going to start the scene by saying, "Yoo-hoo! Here I am! I'm Batman, and I'm queer, and I'm here to stay!" And, you know, he laughed about that. And, you know, it's kind of funny how Hollywood falls for all the things that are going on in today's culture, which is basically what I call a shit show from liberals. Because liberals are the ones who are creating all of this nonsense. Okay, what is wrong with a man being masculine? What is wrong with a woman being feminine? That's the way God intended it to be. Now, whether you're a gay man and you're feminine, or whether you're a gay man and masculine, or whether you're a feminine woman who's gay, or a feminine woman who is very butch, what's the difference? But why are men, straight men, supposed to be feminine? I just don't get it. I don't see what a woman can find attractive in that? Are they supposed to sit on the couch together and cry and hold hands while they eat bonbons watching reruns of Oprah? It just doesn't make any fucking sense. Do they want someone to be feminine if someone has to protect them? Is that what they want? Well, then they want them to go back to being masculine. See, it's all in the mind of a fucked up liberal woman. That's how this is. So getting back to, you know, the Batman movie, you have to ask yourself, an actor is hired to play a role, and then the producers and the director, whoever that may be, ask him to do certain things in order to become the role, and he refuses to do it. Now, obviously, since he signed the contract with them, if they fire him, they still have to pay him whatever amount of money they said that they would give him, and then go on to find a search for another Batman, which would delay production and everything would have to be scrapped. So basically, we are screwed with this Batman. And by the looks of it, I'm telling you people, it's going to be a feminine Batman, and I wouldn't be surprised if Batman came out and said that he was gay in this movie, because that's where culture is leading us along this path today. So we will see what happens. Like I said, in a future broadcast, I will have one of my friends join me who has, you know, much more knowledge about comic books than I do, which will be an interesting conversation. I thank you for joining us today. That concludes today's episode of The Trump Squad. Please follow me on Twitter at The Trump Squad. If you have any suggestions for topics you would like for me to discuss on future podcasts, please email me your suggestions to TrumpSquadPodcast@gmail.com. Stay safe, stay healthy, and let's continue to make America great again.